Florida's minimum wage is $8.25 an hour. The amount may go up each year based on changes in the Consumer Price Index. Assistant City Attorney Rob Rosenwald says Miami Beach leaders voted 2 years ago to approve a higher minimum wage than the state.
In Miami Beach, where the cost of living is higher, our workforce suffers exponentially higher. So the City of Miami Beach City Commission decided in 2016 that it was only fair to give a raise to the lowest wage workers in our city.
A circuit judge overturned the city's ordinance, and an appeals court agreed the state's preemption law does not allow the city to set its own minimum wage.
In 2003, the legislature passed a law that said no local government may have a local minimum wage higher than the federal minimum wage. In immediate response to that, within 60 days, folks had started gathering signatures to pass a constitutional initiative that raised the minimum wage from the federal level and created a statewide minimum wage, and also said that it did not preempt or limit the authority of any other public body to mandate a higher minimum wage.
So which rule takes precedence, the 2003 state law or the 2004 constitutional amendment? The Florida Supreme Court has agreed to take up the case. Rosenwald says the city has asked the court for a decision by January 1st because workers are overdue for a bigger paycheck.
They were supposed to get a raise to $10.31 an hour starting on January 1st of 2018. And now coming up on January 1st of 2019, they are slated to get an increase to $11.31 an hour.
Craig Kahn, general counsel for the Florida League of Cities, says this case comes down to how the justices interpret the law.
We believe with the adoption of the constitutional amendment, that had the effect of nullifying the state preemption from 2003.
So why did lawmakers feel the need to pass that bill in 2003? Do you know?
Some cities and some counties, not a lot, had adopted minimum wage ordinances, living wage ordinances for their own employees. They did not impose these on private employers. However, there were a number of other cities, primarily in California, that had adopted minimum wage or living wage ordinances that applied to private employers. And we understood the concern from the Florida legislature in 2003, even though that issue did not exist in Florida, they wanted to cut the issue off at the knees and not even give it an opportunity for a city or a county to adopt an ordinance that would have a minimum wage for private employers.
So Miami Beach city attorneys recently filed a legal brief asking the Supreme Court to issue a ruling by January 1st so they can put this ordinance that they passed into action quickly. The league signed on to file a friend of the court brief in support. Why did you guys feel like you should sign on as a friend of the court in this case?
The core foundation of the Florida League of Cities is to protect municipal home rule powers, and that's the power of local decision makers to address local problems. The actions of the citizenry in 2004 to adopt the constitutional amendment, the actions of the city of Miami in 2016 to adopt their minimum wage ordinance, that all is part and parcel and fundamental to the league's core value. And that is, if cities believe that there are problems that exist within their communities, that city officials, city elected officials, should have the authority to address those local problems through their local decision-making process and address the needs of their constituents.
So this comes down to a home rule issue, and it could impact other municipalities that say it's expensive to live in our city, we need to boost the minimum wage. So this really could impact other areas of Florida.
Yes. If the Florida Supreme Court rules that the constitutional amendment prevails over the prior legislative preemption, then that would open the door for 67 counties and 412 cities to adopt their own ordinances. Now, I'm not suggesting that all would, but the authority would exist for them to take that action if they so desired.
Craig Kahn with the Florida League of Cities says the league will file its brief by September 21st. Business groups that challenge the legality of the Miami Beach ordinance include the Florida Retail Federation, the Florida Chamber of Commerce, and the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association. They oppose the additional mandate on local businesses. For WFSU News, I'm Gina Jordan.